Charity of the Week. Please tell us your name and charity.
Hello, my name is Jeremy Theobald, and I'm a director and trustee for the charity Manx Children's Art Therapy.
How did the charity start, and what is its purpose?
The charity was set up to replicate the work of the British charity Teapot Trust, which works in children's hospitals across the UK, from Addenbrookes to Great Ormond Street to Alderhay, helping children cope with long-term medical and mental health problems using art therapy. In fact, we were originally called Teapot Trust Isle of Man, but we changed our name recently to Manx Children's Art Therapy to make it obvious what we do. We help children on the Isle of Man who have emotional difficulties, trouble coping with long-term medical conditions or mental health problems using art therapy.
Tell us about your team.
We have a fantastic and diverse team who have a fantastic range of skills and expertise. Our other directors are the inventor, Dr. John C. Taylor, OBE. We have Lindsay Smith of the Atler Group. Our project manager is JJ Jeffcott. We are supported by Dr. Laura Young, who set up Teapot Trust in the UK, and Jill Kavalek, who provides support to our amazing art therapist, Fern Collister. Dr. Taylor's office team also provide invaluable support to the charity.
Who is the charity for?
Well, at the risk of repeating myself, but I don't think we can say this enough. We're here for children and young people on the Isle of Man with long-term medical or mental health problems who need support and help dealing with their conditions or emotional difficulties.
Which other organisations do you work with?
We have worked with the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Unit at Nobles Hospital, where we trialled a one-day-a-week service for a year. But in order to increase the number of children we help, we have recently partnered with the charity The Children's Centre at Walbury Farm in Douglas, where we provide art therapy 4 days a week. We found that the Children's Centre have the same values and vision as we do, putting children and young people first. And through our partnership, we've been able to make art therapy much more accessible to children and young people, particularly because of their single point of referral that they use, where you can just call them on 800 00 00. They answer the phone and they'll try to help.
What are your main goals?
To be honest, the past 2.5 years have all been about setting up the charity, finding our feet and our place on the island where we can have the greatest effect in the middle of a global pandemic. But now that we're starting to think about the future, we would like to see every child and young person on the Isle of Man live, grow, thrive in a happy and diverse community, knowing that they have the support of our charity to help them with emotional problems, mental health issues or long-term medical conditions. That will likely be in partnership with the Children's Centre and probably in the future a range of other charities, maybe even government too. That will provide a comprehensive, flexible support network that every child and young person can access easily and quickly.
How do you see the charity developing over the next 5 years?
Our aim will be to expand our service and help as many children and young people as we can, and try and partner with various charities and agencies to achieve the goals mentioned.
How is the charity funded?
So we receive no NHS or government funding and are reliant on the generosity of others, be they trusts, corporate partners, philanthropists or supporting fundraisers. We have been very kindly supported by the Manx Lottery Trust and the Scheinberg family, as well as a number of smaller donors. And we're hugely grateful to all the organisations that have provided funds and support us to date, that have enabled us to set up the service at the Children's Centre. But as a relatively new charity on the island, we need to do more to raise funds, raise awareness and build a volunteer network.
How can people support you?
They can donate time and money. As I said, we're looking to build a volunteer network so we can put more on more events, increase our profile on the island and fundraise. And we're looking for new directors to join our board and help support the charity and ensure its proper governance, particularly people with legal, fundraising or children's social care skills and experience.
Where can people find out more?
You can contact us through any of our social media channels on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram or email us at info@mcat.in.
The Charity of the Week. Profile complete.